So we've closed on three parcels, the largest of which was about 114 acres. It was a creation of our new Burt's Bog Greenway. And it's a unique property for us because it serves a lot of different purposes. Preserves 114 acres of open space, puts 10 building lots on the tax roll, so we actually net out more taxes, creates affordable housing, and in creating lots, we stop the price of housing lots, you know, continuing to escalate. And then finally, it's going to be the home for a future multi-use trail.
And this purchase includes a bog, is that correct?
That's correct. The only bog in the city.
And exactly what is a bog, and why do you want to preserve it?
So it's a type of wetland. It's a unique kind of wetland, and so it just has a different type of flora and fauna than elsewhere. And so our goal is to preserve as many different habitat types as possible. And because this is a unique habitat type, it's important to preserve. It's also some rare species that live in and near the bog.
Now, are there restrictions on the usage of the bog? Can people recreate there?
Yes, it's a wetland, so you're not going to want to go for a walk in the bog itself. So of this 114 acres, about a third of it is wetlands. The rest is a wonderful place to walk. People are certainly welcome to go in the bog. There's some places where it's open water enough to launch a canoe. There's other places where most people are going to want to walk around the edges to see the wildlife, but not necessarily walk through the bog. But they're welcome to if they want to.
And you said that this will help you connect to other preserved open spaces and create a trail, correct?
That's exactly right. So this area connects to three existing conservation areas. We have these three small conservation areas. They're isolated. This connects them. It connects to four different roads in Northampton. And we have a master plan for a multi-use trail coming from downtown all the way out to the Ryan Road Elementary School. And this is a key part of that link.
Now, you mentioned this opens up housing lots. Normally, I guess when people think of conservation land, they think of restrictions on building and development, but that's not the case here. Explain that for me.
So it's really important for us. You know, we do a lot of work preserving open space, but it's really important to us that we're not artificially causing the price of land to rise in Northampton, making the city unaffordable. So we actually purchased 117 acres of land. Of the 117 acres, we carved out 114, which is permanently protected, no housing, no anything. And then we carved out three acres for 10 lots. Two of the lots the developer is keeping. The person who sold us the land keeps that. The other eight we're acquiring and we'll be selling.
And the idea, obviously, is, every community everywhere struggles with this issue of balancing conservation versus the need to have land where you can build housing. And we know in Massachusetts that's in particularly short supply.
That's correct. The generic term for this is limited development. The idea is saying, all right, let's have a limited development that does provide that housing we desperately need while also preserving the open space that we need.
Now, it's been reported that this most recent purchase marks a milestone for Northampton. Can you talk a little bit about the significance of this in terms of the bigger picture of conservation and open space in the city?
Sure. This purchase, along with two others that we did within the last couple of weeks, brings us over 25% of the city being permanently protected. Now, the majority of that land is permanently protected by the city, some by federal, state, and nonprofits, some privately owned with restrictions on it. But it's been a milestone for us to say we want to get to at least 25% of the city as open space. We do an open space planning process every 7 years, and we're about to kick that off this September for the next 7 years. But it was 7 years ago the city set this goal of let's reach 25% open space by 2017. So we've now accomplished that.
And is this unique among municipalities in Massachusetts to have this much acreage or this percentage of your acreage protected?
It's interesting. It depends how you look at it. The variety of open space, the percentage of open space varies dramatically around the state. So for areas west of us and rural areas, no, many are much higher than 25%. But for places that really are growing cities, 25% is somewhat unique.
And is there a concern, I guess, getting back to the earlier question about balancing conservation and the need to have development, especially for housing, is there a concern about, I guess, overprotection, for lack of a better word?
Yes, absolutely. But that's why I think we take great pains when we buy open space to think about what's the appropriate place. So this area has rare wildlife and the only bog and important for a lot of purposes, and yet we were still able to carve out 10 building lots. So I think it's important, if we just have development on one side or just have open space on the other side, that they're not talking to each other. But I think we can do it all, and I think it's a good example of being able to do it all.
And you mentioned that you've got another planning process that's launching in September. Talk a little bit about that and what your intention is there.
So every 7 years, the city adopts an open space recreation multi-use trail plan, which guides what we do for the next 7 years in those three categories. The current plan expires in March, and so in September we kick off a 7-month process to engage the community to say, what do we want to do for the next 7 years? Are we happy with the open space we have? Are we happy with the recreation areas? Happy with the amount of multi-use trails? Or do you want to expand them? We set, I think, 13 goals for us 7 years ago. Most of what we've accomplished. So we want to go back to the community here. Are those the right goals? Should we be doing something different?
And obviously, as you get closer to this process, you'll be publicizing public meetings and opportunities for the citizenry to get engaged in this.
Yes, we want to get a lot of citizen input. In Northampton, we try not to do big public forums during the summer when it's sort of a quiet time. But in September, October, we do a series of public forums.